Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Louis Schuster, date of birth 11/24/1999, date of procedure March 28, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Paras Bajaj. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy, comma, that's it. Indication is GERD, comma, abdominal pain, comma, change in bowel habits with constipation. Indication, description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, cystic malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period, patient was brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor, anesthesia compared to oral lubriculum, sodiogastroscope was introduced into esophagus and advanced in the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period, careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Period, retroflex was obtained, cardioperiod, aerosexual from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period, patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period of the direct exam was wrong. Period of well lubricated lumps video. Colonoscopy was introduced into rectum and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, extending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, smaller flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 5, 1-3-2. Period. The patient had poor to suboptimal prep period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the Z-line, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. The Z-line showed evidence of irregularity at 37 centimeters from the bite block with three tongues of salmon colored mucosa extending proximally greater than 10 millimeters, comma, and evidence of early grade B to C ulcerative esophagitis, comma, biopsies are obtained in this area for esophagian to allow Barrett's as well as esophagitis. Next line, there's evidence of gastric erythema, comma, biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for esophagy and to allow H. pylori separately. Next line, the duodenal bulb did have nodular appearing mucosa, comma, biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion, biopsies obtained in the D2 portion for ruling out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, poor to suboptimal prep, comma, Boston bowel prep scores graded as a 6, 1-3-2, comma. Next line, there was a diminutive fecal polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the terminal limb was intubated and evaluated, comma, last 5 centimeters. Comma, there was a small flat pink appearing polyp diminutive in size removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter semicolon cell polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next time, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI BID for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line, recommend reevaluation with endoscopy in 3 months. Next line, reflux precautions were discussed. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year given poor prep. Would recommend 2-day preparation at that time. Next line, would recommend fiber supplementation. Would recommend good fiber intake as well as increasing water intake with fiber supplements and Miralax daily. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.